Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Deborah Wells.
She's not available right now.
Okay, can I speak to you? It's about a survey that we are conducting nationwide.
That would be all right.
Okay, thank you so much. First question, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll be voting in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What is your age?
76.
76. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Just to be sure we have we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, or mixed?
White Caucasian.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied if you got rid of Trump because he is messing up the country, but
thank you.
So I guess I'm satisfied.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glessing-Camp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Improving K-12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment. Two of those?
I would choose more than two if I could, but probably climate change and gun control.
Gun control. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. And now I'd like for you to rate your feelings for some people and some organizations using that scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you feel not particularly warm nor cold, which means neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Joe Kent.
Okay.
0 to 100.
Zero.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
95.
Thank you. Maria Cantwell.
100.
Thank you. Marie Glessing-Camp Perez.
100.
Thank you. Donald J. Trump.
0.
Okay. Ro Garcia.
I don't know.
Okay. Woke liberals in Congress.
95.
Thank you. Omega Republicans.
0.
0. Thank you so much. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Perez.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November of 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent, a small chance, just a slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
No chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important for their member in Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you don't think it is important at all. 5 means that it's somewhat important. And 10 means that it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right, 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
9.
Thank you. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
Thank you. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
Thank you. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
10.
Thank you. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
7.
Thank you. Next. Now I'm going to read to you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all to support Marie. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Marie Glusenkamp Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Marie Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training in high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Perez.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent. 5 means that it gives you some doubts. And 0 means that it does not give you any doubts in supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. 0 to 10.
That's a 10.
Thank you. We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is a Mr. extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into a district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver our district, not someone focused on nonsense. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. After hearing about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I would have never supported him, and I still wouldn't.
Okay, much less likely. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress in a small sentence, in your own words?
He supports Donald Trump, so I don't support him.
Okay. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm a doctor. So
okay, thank you.
Come up with a number, 16, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you for your participation and precious time. You have a good
okay.
one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.